Hey, happy Monday, everybody. Matt Defeedy with Realty Executives Elite Homes in Nutley, New Jersey. And I wanted to get in my Monday podcast. Again, I'm doing these every Monday, and the topics can vary from real estate to mindset, market updates, mostly real estate mindset. So what do we have going on? So I posted a market update the last couple days, and we're looking at the town of Nutley right now. We're looking at 181 homes on the market. That's down from last month, and it's to be expected this time of year. And the price of the average home went down to $464,000. But buyers, don't get excited yet. This happens every year. All right, we're starting to go and trend towards a normalized market, which is a good thing. But the big question is, are homes still going to be more expensive next year? And I think the answer is yes. I know Goldman Sachs put out an article a couple weeks ago saying that they expect the 2022 market to appreciate by 16%. I don't know if it's going to go that high. I'm thinking maybe 5 to 7%. May be the appreciation rate, which is still good for 1 year. So home buyers, if you're looking to purchase your first home, now is the best time, because we know that the interest rate is going to be going up next year. There's no doubt in my mind that interest will be going up and home prices will be going up. So what's going to happen with people that are first-time home buyers? They're going to pay more. That's what it comes down to. They're going to pay more. This is the time of year where we see things slow down a little bit, but people are still buying. It's by no means a market right now where nobody's buying. And that goes for your home sellers too. If you want the best bang for your buck or the most dollar amount for your home, probably right now is a good time to list it. Don't wait until the spring when there's more competition on the market, because you know that's going to happen, okay? So that's what's going on with the market. The next little topic is mindset. Are you a people pleaser, or do you run a business? I think a lot of realtors fall into the people pleaser category, especially if they're new, because they want to make a deal. They want to get a deal under contract. So they would do everything they possibly can do. I was the same way when I first started. Working every weekend. Working till 8, 9 o'clock at night. Just to have a buyer go buy a home from someone else. But I guess it's the lessons you have to learn in this business. So now that I'm a little older and my business is more established, you know, I set my boundaries. You know, after 7 o'clock at night, we're not going to have a conversation. Unless it's a super urgent emergency. On Sundays, I take off alternate weekends on Saturdays and Sundays when I'm with my family, my kids. I'm not talking about real estate. You'll just have to wait till Monday. Think about it this way. If you called your doctor Saturday at 2 o'clock in the afternoon and he wasn't in the office, you'd have to wait till Monday, right? Same thing. You're a professional. Expect to be treated as such. All right? So that's mindset. Are you a people pleaser, or are you actually running a business? See, my office, we teach agents how to run a business. We are a business. We're not people pleasers. We're professionals that get paid a good dollar to dispense our knowledge. So that's the difference. Are you a people pleaser, or do you have a business? All right? That's it for me, guys. Have a great Monday. Remember, mindset, Monday. Let's go. Talk to you soon.